Good morning, podcast audience. Local 304, and as always, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Quick podcast message for you this morning. I get a kick out of saying, quick podcast message for you, and then I talk to you for about 15 to 20 minutes. But no, as always, we'll try to keep it under 15. It's election season, and you're talking to candidates, trying to decide who you're going to cast your vote for. I'm going to help you, and hopefully by the end of this podcast, that will no longer be an issue you should concern yourself with.
Vote.
Kenneth Hodge. Yes, vote Kenneth Hodge for Columbus Branch and Local 304 president. He is the only candidate that has the level of compassion, the drive, and the competency needed to turn this local around. Now, I know a lot of you have been supporting your current local president, but let's stop that nonsense. Why would you continue to support a president who pays his wife more money than he pays any other branch president, and she does not have one of the largest offices? And if you have that kind of financial or fiscal mismanagement going on in that area, you could just imagine what's taking place in other areas. He claims to have so much experience. And let me tell you something. While he has been a union member longer than I have been, his experience does not match up to the experience that I'm bringing to the job. Here's a statement that Ken Hodge can make that no candidate in your local presidency or your branch presidency can make. I bring mail handlers back to work that your local president and that group in Columbus can never do. And when I say never, I've already demonstrated it on several occasions, my ability to keep mail handlers at work and to bring them back to work after they've been placed on emergency suspension. Now, I remember when I was voted in 3 years ago, there was a mail handler named Mike Conti, who one of the former MDOs put him out of work for several months. And I'm constantly telling your current local president, I can bring him back to work after I won the election. There's about a month difference between winning the election and getting sworn in. The day I was sworn in, I'm on the phone talking to MDOs. And let me tell you something, I got sworn in on Saturday. Mike Conti was back at work on Monday. Yet this is how Ken Hodge uses his past to help current situations. And that was just one time. Another situation, we've got a mail handler on tour one, that one of that bunch that's running for Columbus in Ohio, the tour one Chiefs do it, failed that mail handler miserably. He failed him, and your local president failed him. They allowed him to be terminated, had his grievance pending at step three while he was out of work for 4 months because he did an improper scan on some mail loading in a vehicle. You call that experience? Is that the kind of people you want to trust your union to? Once that individual made Ken Hodge aware of the situation, within 4 days, I had that individual compensated 50% of what they owed him, and plus a lot of extra other benefits, and more importantly, back to work within 5 days. See, this is the kind of leadership. Oh, and did I tell you, I'm suspended when I take these actions. So here I am suspended, but still have more autonomy and power than those in office. Vote Kenny Hodge, folks. Don't listen to the rhetoric about my past as management. Listen to the statements about my past and understand I'm going to use that past to make a stronger present. Another fact, I know that the current administration and their followers, facts are something they just hate. But did you know the president's wife makes more money, union money, than any other union member in 304. You think that's a coincidence? And here's the sad part. It's been like that for some years now. 304 just don't speak up about it because it's happening so long that it's kind of normal. It's kind of accepted. And if you address it and you're not successful in your campaign, well, you know the local president is going to try to kick you out of office because you spoke against his wrongdoings. Now, some people will think I'm just making that story up, but there are a lot of you in Local 304 that know that's an exact story. That's not fabricated. And I say to the members, rather than come at me with I'm making these stories up, all you have to do is request a copy of the yearly financial sheets from the treasurer, and they have to show it to you. So rather than tell me I'm lying, why don't you do a little research first and then come back and tell me? But facts are something that the current president shy away from. And because he's shy, those who follow him blindly, they shy as well. You know, the basis of the current local president's campaign is I'm no good because I've got all these late grievances. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. The base of his campaign is a flat out lie. Now, when I make such a hard statement, if you sat the local president and myself in a room with the evidence, I promise you on my life, he'd be proven a liar. There's no way all those grievances were late. So if you support him on the basis of a lie, then you don't want a strong union either. If you support him because he's just your friend, then I can understand that. It don't make it right for me because he's known you a lot longer. But don't support him thinking he's the better candidate. You can support him because you like him more. But your local president built his whole campaign off of a lie. Throughout his years as vice president and the last term as local president, he's just done horrible things to a lot of people in Local 304. In fact, now this is a hunch, different from what I'm telling you to be true. I would go on a limb and say everybody who he advertised in that campaign book didn't ask to be in that book. And I'm only making that hunch because I know how scandalous your local president can be. A vote for Kenny Hodge. See, we're going to move all of that out of my administration. And to anyone who's going to be a part of the administration, you got to understand, we are full disclosure. I don't do trickery. Trickery means there's too much stuff you have to remember. When you operate from justice and truth, then it's a natural remembrance. So again, I don't do trickery, and you can ask my supporters in Columbus. I'm not big on cutting deals either. I believe that in order for us to be 100% compliant, again, there's going to be some mail handlers who's going to get inside their feelings because what you're used to doing is not contractual. And I'm going to make it contractual. I'm going to make us comply with the contract. And to Columbus, let me tell you, one of the issues that I raised that had mail handlers very upset with me, and it's a contractual issue. I said, as per the contract, when you work your non-scheduled day, you are not entitled to anything. For all intents and purposes, when that mail handler comes in on their non-scheduled day, since they are entitled to nothing, they are the mail handler that can get moved around from job to job. They are the mail handler that does not have the right to pick a job and stay in a job, again, on your non-scheduled day. And most of Columbus was furious at me. But again, that's contract. That's not Kenny Hodge. So I'll accept your displeasurement with me forcing that rule because I can always say that's a contractual rule. That's not a Kenny Hodge rule. And I'm the one they still call postal management. Columbus, Ohio, you still have senior mail handlers going against the driving pattern. Do you know every time you go against the driving pattern, what you're doing is you're supporting management? But you want to tell me that's what I do. You know me well enough to know in Columbus, Ohio, that supporting management is the last thing I'm going to do. So Columbus, your choice is a little simpler than the choice for the local. We've been together for years. Again, you know that most of you really not crazy about liking me, but all of you are sincere when you contact me to help you, because if there's an issue, you know Kenny Hodge will solve it. Heck, just last week we had an issue with the Tour 1 Chief Steward using your union office as a relaxation hub for clerks, using it so much to the point where clerks are in our office so much that mail handlers can't even get in to handle their business. One conversation from Kenny Hodge, and guess what? It no longer exists. And again, I say to all the stewards currently there, even the group that are campaigning for presidency, why didn't you stop it? You know why? Because you are afraid to make these tough decisions. And if you're going to be a union representative, sometimes these tough decisions must be made. And you should be thankful Ken Hodge is there to make those decisions for you, because we no longer have that issue with clerks hanging in our office on Tour 1. But did anybody say thanks, Ken? Well, a few people did. But now your union office is free to conduct union business. And let me say, your Tour 1 Chief Steward is running to be your president. So if it took a suspended president to get him in line and stop using our office as the relaxation hub, then why would you want a person of that character in charge or being your branch president? Just something to think about. And let me say this to the local union. Local 304, win, lose, or draw, there will be federal action against your local president to produce those documents that he used to defamate my character. Yes, I'm sorry. That bothers me to the point where that's going to be resolved. Now, let me tell you the real sad part, or the sad ending here. If I have to take your local president to federal court and he loses, I'm going to end up suing your local. Again, he don't care, because it's not his money that creates our bank account. I'm going to end up suing your local, and he's still going to end up receiving more of active duty mail handlers money in his paycheck. So from his position, he don't care about the membership. What he cares about is he continually rips off the current mail handlers by being retired, the current active mail handlers by being retired, and taking a large portion of our dues paying money every year. Let's put an end to that. Help me help your current local president. Maybe we all chip in and get him a fishing pole with some dried up worms, and let him go fishing like retired people do, and let active individuals run and steer this local. And last, I'm gonna close with, we have the AGVs, VGVs in Columbus, Ohio. That's been puttering around there for about at least the last 6 months. Now, the last few months. Let me say this to you. How many of you have had a conversation with, for those that he will talk to when he makes his office visit, did he give you any information on the AGVs, VGVs? Did he talk to you or call any special union meetings about how we're going to handle this new level of innovation? We might as well make that question rhetorical, because no, he hasn't. And one of the reasons is he can't. He has not possessed the skill set to talk to you about new innovation. That's how long he's been retired. And I want you to understand something before you cast your vote. None of the decisions, whether it be in Cleveland, whether it be in Youngstown, whether it be in Columbus, Ohio, none of those bad decisions that your current local president makes affects him in any way, shape, or form. Let's vote him out of office and vote Kenny Hodge, the new local president of 304, and let's get our union on the road to doing what a union is designed to do, and that is contract compliance and protecting the rights of every mail handler in Local 304. Vote Ken Hodge.